Good morning. We're continuing on Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chaf Beis, what deals with the Lacha Malabein. We're just clarifying a few points before we go on to the next Klal. One point which I want to remind everybody that, besides when we discuss Malabein and Skita, there are two issues which are relevant. One is the Malacha Malabein. The squeezing process takes out the dirt and causes a cleaning process in that. There's also a second issue, which is the Malach of Dosh. So the person squeezes baby wipes and with the goal to get the liquid out of the baby wipe to moisten the baby and clean the baby. He's squeezing the liquid out to use the liquid. That it goes under the Malach of Dosh, the Shechita of under Dosh. So we're not talking about that. So that relevant person has a wet washcloth and they want to squeeze out some of the liquid out of the washcloth. The problem is not that they're cleaning the washcloth. The problem is that they're squeezing out the water to use the water to be able to clean the surface that they're wiping. And that's a problem. The same thing comes when it comes to mopping the floor. So your person can use start with a mop, which is dry. The goal is to pick up the wet liquid which is there and take it off of the floor as much as possible. So that it is not dodge. You're trying to absorb the liquid, not squeeze the liquid out. Then the question is, are you doing something which is malabein? So since usually the situation is the water is dirty, so it's a case of shriya, you're soaking it in, derech lichluch. If it's a spill of water, theoretically, there is, and the mop might actually be dirty. You might actually be cleaning the mop, and you might have to be worried about malabein. But if a person wants to take the water which is in the mop and squeeze that out to be able to clean the floor from the dirty spill which is there, the person is getting involved in the malacha of dosh, of schita, of dosh, and that is going to be a problem. Even asking a non-Jew to do that. It's asking a non-Jew to do a malacha on a deraisa level, which is going to be a problem. In a situation where it's a tzarich of a rabbin, there is a spill which, in a shul floor, and potentially many people walk by and spill, asking a non-Jew to do a malacha deraisa to prevent damage to people would be mutter. That'd be one scenario where that's going to be mutter. We did mention that there is an issur deraisa of when we discuss schit, the absorption of liquid derech lichluch. It's not considered a malacha, and so on the deraisa level, it's not going to be problematic. However, there are scenarios where Chazal were concerned that the person will then take the cloth which has absorbed this liquid and squeeze out the liquid. So this gzera altu schita. So this gzera that the person might come to do schita only applies where a person would be motivated to do that. So for example, if the amount of liquid which is going to be absorbed is not enough, the person would want to squeeze it out. It's a small amount of liquid. That's not going to be a problem. If part of the cloth becomes very wet, even the other part of the cloth remains dry, that's going to be a problem of the gzera of schita. However, something which a person doesn't necessarily mind the fact that it's wet, for example, a towel, as long as part of the towel is dry and he has what to use. To hold on to, etc. And that type of situation, this gezeira does not apply. Using a paper towel to absorb a person is not really concerned about paper towel getting wet. That's what they do with them. This gezeira doesn't apply. There might be other concerns which we have to clarify on that, but we'll come back to that. Case of using a sponge to absorb liquid, because the we have the concern that a person holds the sponge as it's absorbing the liquid, he might squeeze some of the liquid out of the sponge. But to use it in order to wash things, we tend to squeeze out of the sponge in order to try and clean the surface which is there. So a person has to take that into consideration when thinking to use such a thing. So a person has a spill, which is something which is derech lichluch, soaking it up with the with something which the person doesn't mind that it's going to get wet. So paper towels are going to be used. Rags, which are something like that, where the person tends to leave wet sometimes for a period of time, they can absorb any amounts. A towel can be used in a situation where the whole towel is not going to get wet. A sponge or a mop, which are klishim lat lisser, should not be your go-to, because klishim lat lisser is only allowed to be used in a case where you do not have another option available. Okay, now there's a few more concerns which you need to clarify. One is, what is the status of the item once it's absorbed the liquid and becomes muksa? And we have to clarify those points, Bez Hashem, in the next shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.